Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a team preview for the Baltimore Ravens' upcoming 2022 season. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100th Football, and you can check out our LinkedIn page, which is just another convenient way to go and watch our and listen to our podcast. Available anywhere this podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can find us over there. With over 1,000 episodes, there has got to be something that we've covered from your team, potentially your favorite player, favorite coach, favorite history special. We might have interviewed some of your favorite players back in the day. So go over there, check us out, and leave us a review. So let's get into it. These Baltimore Ravens, a bit of a rough year, 2021, finished with an 8-9 record, not good enough for the playoffs. We know that they were very much injury-riddled pretty much the entire season. We know Lamar had some a few games he missed, along with a lot of other guys, the running backs and whatnot. And this is going to be a different team this upcoming year, right? A more healthier team, a team who did very good in the draft, I feel. Looking at some of their draft picks, man, of course, you got to go with Kyle Hamilton looking good, right? I think he's going to look very good with that Ravens, help out their defense in the long haul. Then also they got Tyler Linderbaum to help out the offensive line at the center position. David Ojabo, who's going to be out for a little bit, right, rehabbing that torn Achilles. But once he comes back, I think he'll be a really good player. Was an absolute monster at Michigan. I also like Daniel Falele, the offensive tackle. Travis Jones, the defensive tackle out of UConn. And Jalen Amar Davis from, of course, Alabama. Roll Tide. Along with everyone else they drafted, I feel like the Ravens have a great draft this past 2022 year. And I think those guys are really going to help up and step up in the long term. But another key piece for success for the Ravens this upcoming season is Lamar Jackson. He's been getting a lot of flack for his substandard play for whatever reason. And I just sit back and think, man, this guy, first off, he's already MVP. I think people already forget that. This guy won an MVP a few years ago. He's only 25. He's still super young. And he's going to get his money soon. I can guarantee he's going to get his money and a lot sooner rather than later. A great dual threat quarterback, obviously one of the best rushers in terms of quarterbacks in the league, along with a very solid passer. Just injuries hurt him last year. And, of course, the playoff success that has been eluding him his whole career is just kind of that dark shadow above his head. Hopefully they can get rid of that this upcoming season. But keep looking at this team. And you have some guys who are ready to break out. Of course, you lost Hollywood Marquise Brown. He is gone. So who is going to be that next man to really step up? And it's going to be interesting, right? It could be Rashad Bateman. That is pretty much the consensus for a lot of people. He is going to be the guy that you look for. We also have, like I said, some other really good receivers, Devin Duvernay, Jalen Moore, James Proch. So you have a few other guys, but I think that Bateman, Wallace perhaps, there's a few guys who could really help out and get things going this upcoming season. But I think losing Brown is going to hurt. But I think that Bateman, he's right there. I mean, we know he had a good season last year. I think he could really step it up and become that kind of number one threat that the Ravens are looking for this upcoming season. Looking at the team, of course, you got Mark Andrews, the tight end, looking there, just chilling. So I think they'll be fine. In their defense, right, Calais Campbell, you got Pierce, nose tackle, Madupke. So I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to look good there. Patrick Queen, of course, he's a great linebacker. And like I said, you got their draft picks, right, Hamilton, Davis, Damari Williams as well. And they went super heavy on the draft this year for defense mostly. And I really applaud that because it's going to help them out. We all know the Ravens are known for their amazing defense just in their history for the franchise. So I'm not expecting anything less this upcoming season. Of course, they also have one of the best, if not the best, special teams in terms of punting, kicking in the game with, of course, we all know Justin Tucker. Dude's got an absolute cannon for a leg. So I think they'll be fine there. And looking at the schedule for the Ravens upcoming year, week one, they're going up against the Jets. They got the Dolphins, the Patriots, week three, the Bills, week four, the Bengals, week five. Week six, they have the Giants. Week seven, the Browns. Eight, the Buccaneers. Week nine, they face the New Orleans Saints. They're off on week 10. They get that first bye week. Week 11, they have the Panthers. Week 12, the Jaguars. 13, the Broncos. 14, the Steelers. 15, the Cleveland Browns. Week 16, the Atlanta Falcons. Week 17, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And week 18, we got the Cincinnati Bengals. So, this team is, I think, it was a little bit rough last year, like I mentioned, with injuries and whatnot. But I think that Lamar Jackson is going to step things up. I do think that he's going to have a better year. J.K. Dobbins, another one who was hurt last year with injuries. He's still super young. He's got time to prove himself, along with Gus Edwards, the backup. So, let's have Tyler Beatty, who they drafted, who could potentially get a few snaps also. And I think the Ravens are going to do a lot better in 22 than they did in 2021. I think that overall, when you look at that division, right, obviously the Ravens are getting better. The Bengals, we all know what they did last year, almost won the Super Bowl. The Steelers are getting stronger. The Browns are looking good too. So it's going to be tough. I'm not sure if they're going to make the playoffs quite yet. If they do, I think it's going to be close. If they don't take the AFC North crown, I think they could sneak in as a wild card. I still have the Bengals winning that division. The Browns are going to be super interesting as well with Deshaun Watson. And, of course, the Steelers are in that mode where you lost Ben. You know, you got a lot of new guys in there who are trying to get the team going. So they could be a potential surprise threat as well. So I think the Ravens are going to have a better season. I think they're going to get a winning season, potentially 10-plus wins, and shed that rough year that was 2021. And I think they'll do a lot better this upcoming 2022 season.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
But hey, what do you guys think? If you're watching us, if you're listening to us, who do you think the Ravens will beat? What will be their record? Who's going to be their MVP? Will it be Lamar? Will it be someone else? Just let us know in the comments. Like I said, we go live each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our show on Instagram, 100th Football. You see it on screen here. If you're looking, if you're watching. Podcast, brand new, each and every single day, pretty much. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Alexa, Google Home, you got it. Shout it out. Say, hey, I want to listen to 100th Football, play 100th Football, and guess what? It'll do it. We've done it on the show before, and it works. So go over there, check us out. Leave us a nice review. Just say, hey, you know, I like what you're doing here. I like the show. Keep up the good work. Or if you have a certain player or a team you want to cover, we'll do that too. So please just drop a comment, and we will be sure to interact with you and put it in our schedule for an upcoming episode. I'm your host today, Logan Lairs. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode of 100th Football Sports Talk Radio.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.